One of my sisters is expecting her seventh child. That'll make like number 35 or 36 grandchildren for my folks. And the number of her children is just a couple times less than the number of times in which she and her husband have moved. So in their life together, they have moved 8 or 9 times with his work. And what brings that to mind is just the fact that as their family has grown and the number of moves they've made, you know, she has become quite efficient at packing and throwing things away. Because you only have to move something once or twice to realize you don't really need it. And so while she has a family and a growing family, she hasn't accumulated a lot of things. Now, there are certain things that obviously come with having a family that size, right? But it's not really about accumulating things because they just take up space and there's a good chance you're going to have to move them again. I think about that in terms of when we as a family would go places, how much stuff mom and dad would have to pack. You know, and if, luckily, I mean, I certainly understand car seats, but I'm very glad to have not grown up with them, right? Because you were able to pack everybody in the back of the station wagon, fill this back of the station wagon with everything you need. I mean, at times we even took firewood with us, right? So if you're going to go camping, you pack everybody plus the wood in the back of the car. And, you know, it was a great way to travel. But you become very much aware of whether you're an overpacker or whether you're an underpacker, and who is who in the family, and how frustrating it is to have taken too much and disappointing to have not taken enough. In our gospel today, our Lord gives us an idea in terms of when it comes to preaching the gospel, when it comes to actually living the gospel, of hearing the gospel, that less is more. It's an interesting set of details that we get in this gospel. They are to take a walking stick, but no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They can wear sandals, but not a second tunic. Interesting details. And I think there's actually a kind of correspondence for each one of those in terms of the spiritual life, us living in the Lord. If you look at the fact that they can take a walking stick and a sandals, those are two items which actually make their journey more efficient. They can travel the road quicker, more sure-footedly. They won't become foot sore, and it serves the mission to get them there, to get them to the next village. And it doesn't encumber them, but actually frees them to preach the word. What he tells them not to take, no food. We, of course, we'd always pack food. If we were going up to New Jersey to see my grandparents, the car was filled with a cooler with food, sandwiches, and that type of thing, so we could stop on the way. And we'd pull over on the New Jersey Turnpike and eat, if you can believe this, back in the day they had picnic tables next to the highway, right? And you'd pull over and you'd eat next to the highway with the semis flying by. But we would stop and pull over and eat. We could stop on the way. But also, we relied on ourselves, in a certain sense, to feed ourselves. We packed for the journey. The Lord says, do not bring any food, because the Lord provides the food. The temptation is to look around and say, we won't have enough, so I better make good provision for. And then I rely on my own resourcefulness, I rely on my own planning and foresight to make provision for what I need. We do that in life all the time. Will I have enough for retirement? Will I have enough to send the kids to school? Will I have enough to pay the rent? It's about planning, it's about management, it's about good, responsible stewardship, right? And that's all fine. But in the spiritual life, if we continually seek to feed ourselves and in a certain sense give provision for our future, we're never open to what the Lord actually wants to feed us with. And we remember the temptation in the desert. If you're the Son of God, you can turn this stone into bread. And the Lord said, it's not by bread alone that man lives, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so the food that we are supposed to take in is the truth of the word, day in and day out. The Lord feeds us with his word and with his sacrament. What more do we need to sustain our interior life? And the Lord provides that. No sack. What happens if you carry a bag? You put stuff in it. You walk down the side of the seashore and you watch the kids, and what happens? They start picking up the seashells, the interesting rocks, dead crabs, and if they have a pocket to put it in, they put it in their pocket. That's what we did. And even if you just filled your pockets with sand, it was kind of fun to come home with pockets full of sand and then empty them out on your grandmother's floor. You pick stuff up and you put it in your pockets. We accumulate things. The no sack is, do not stop along the way and start to accumulate stuff. It will slow you down. And you'll begin to think about, what can I gather to myself, rather than getting to the next town and preaching the word. We accumulate experiences. We put old hurts, wounds, disappointments, we put them in a sack and we carry them around with us. And if we get enough of them, they slow us down considerably and make us less able to go quickly or to respond quickly to where the Lord either calls us or sends us to. So we can ask ourselves in our spiritual life, what is it that I carry around continuously that weighs me down from either trusting the Lord more or having more joy in the fact that I've been chosen and called by God? What do I carry around day in and day out? Disappointment, a kind of, lethargy from either growing old or not getting or not having what I thought I would have. What is it that I carry around that makes me slow to respond to the Spirit? And no money in their belts. What do we actually rely on for security? If I have enough money in my pocket, I'm fairly confident that no matter where I go, and if something arises, I have sufficient resources to take care of it. I can take care of myself because of that. And when you travel, that's obviously a good thing to have. But not in the spiritual life. In our walk with the Lord, if we rely on the resources that we've accumulated that make us feel secure, we are not going to be open to what the Lord is actually doing and wanting to do in our hearts. And the Lord tells them not to take a second tunic, which is an interesting idea. And if you think about it, the apostles, they're sent out to preach the word, and they are not to rely on their own resourcefulness, their own planning, or anything other than the fact that they bring the word of God and his power. To bring a second tunic is to imply that they want to make a good impression. That somehow if I show up in the tunic that I've worn on the road, which is now covered with dust and sweat, probably grimy, if I really want to reach these people, I ought to put on a second tunic that makes a more impressive presentation. And the Lord says, it's not about that at all. The word that you bring, the word that you carry, because you carry it, is sufficient, because it speaks to the heart and it goes way beyond mere appearance and salesmanship. In our first reading, Amos says, I'm a reluctant prophet. In the second reading, Paul says, you are chosen, you are the elect. And we, whether we're reluctant or joyful about being called by the Lord, are here today receiving his word and his sacrament, his sustaining his life within us, so that we can be the prophets in the world. In order to be that prophet within the midst of our own families and in the midst of this world, maybe we first ought to ask ourselves, what is it that I'm taking on the journey? Have I accumulated too much stuff here? Do I carry what I need? Have I overpacked? Or do I not have yet what I need in order to bring the Lord to others? And on this Sunday, as we receive the Eucharist, maybe we can ask the Lord to prepare us again to be His good servants, His prophets, who announce with joy and trust His presence in our own hearts and in the world.